Hello, I'm Helen Glanville from Second Chances SA. Back in the day, the Romans were old hands at conducting long and excruciating executions. Jesus would hang there for hours, slowly dying as the blood drained from his body. It was terrible pain, but definitely a proper punishment for one who claimed he was God. Two convicted criminals hung on crosses either side of him, also in pain, and one angrily cursed him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other criminal understood what the first did and rebuked him. "Don't you fear God? We were condemned fairly. We are guilty. But this man has done nothing wrong." Even though he was in pain, his mind was clear. He believed the man hanging next to him could forgive his sins. "Jesus," he cried out, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus turned toward him. "Today, you will be with me in heaven." The blood continued to flow from Christ's ragged wounds. His breathing grew labored, then shallow, then stopped. After 3 hours of agony, the ordeal was over. He was dead. Millions of comfortable, respectable people don't know what it is like to be cut off from the world, to hurt inside, to suffer the pain of prison, rejection and isolation. But Jesus did and does. Yes, Jesus Christ, the innocent prisoner, lives today. Do you think Christ can only be found in beautiful churches? Well, history shows he walked on dusty roads, laughed with friends, knew pain and sorrow. He wasn't a member of high society. He owned nothing, was born in a borrowed food bin, rode a borrowed donkey, and he was buried in a borrowed tomb. Most of his friends were losers, prostitutes, loudmouths, poor fishermen, and criminals. He touched the eyes of blind men and they would see. He spoke to the crippled and they threw away their crutches. He lived among the poor and comforted the oppressed. He saw through the political games and the phony lives of the religious people of his day. And in the end, these so-called religious people did him in because he cared for the poor, the downtrodden, and the prisoners. But they didn't. He exposed them as fakes. They didn't want to see the ugly sores in society. They didn't want to face the rejects and outcasts. They killed him because he would not let them claim to love God and forget human need. That horrible execution took place over 2,000 years ago, but the execution was not the end. That same prisoner, condemned and killed for claiming he was God, proved his claims were true. 3 days later, fulfilling prophecy from the Bible, he rose from the dead. He walked and talked with his disciples again. And during a 40-day period, more than 500 eyewitnesses saw him alive. Then he returned to heaven, where he rules today with God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. We can be like that first criminal next to Jesus, complaining angrily to God, mocking Jesus and rejecting him. Or we can be like the second criminal, recognizing Jesus for who he is, the Holy Son of God. If you're like the second criminal, then Jesus makes the same promise to you that he did to him. You can be with him right now. His promise is to be with you. When we acknowledge Jesus Christ is Lord, a whole new life begins. This is the gospel. It seems like a failure. It is the opposite of what the rich and powerful expected or even expect today. And in the words of George MacLeod, Jesus was not crucified in a cathedral between two candles, but on a cross between two criminals, on the town garbage dump, on a crossroads so cosmopolitan that they had to write his title in Hebrew and Latin and Greek, at the kind of place where cynics scoff and talk smut and thieves curse and soldiers gamble. That is where he died and what he died about. That is where Christians should be and what Christianity is about. Over the past 2,000 years, millions from every nation and walk of life, including prison, have recognised that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus the prisoner lives today, and only he can set the rest of us prisoners free.